Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's funny how we have gotten into a point where if you say anything positive about Deshaun's play, it is going to wake the bear on the other side.
Yeah, I know.
If you say anything negative on Deshaun, and by the way, I think both things are fair game. Like if where you are, I'm not where you are, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, especially because, you know, we think about how Deshaun has cost himself with his play. I think not making himself more available and showing people that character that he constantly talks about, where he says, well, my teammates know my character. I'm like, well, okay, you could show like Clevelanders. Like, I don't know there's a more fair place to play football in America than Cleveland, Ohio, because I do think if we think you're a good guy, that goes a long way. You know what I mean? Like, if we think you're not a turd as a human being, that almost makes up for being bad at football.
Most fans, I shouldn't say most, a lot of fans here are so desperate, they'll take a turd if you play well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's 100% fair. And I think, let me ask you. So you've said that you're out on this idea that Deshaun can get on the right side of this, and the momentum is too.
He will never be the quarterback that they thought he was going to be when they brought him here. I wholeheartedly believe that. Yes,
and I do not have any reason to believe that you don't. What does it look like? How can it turn the tide for you mentally? What is the thing? Is it yardage? Is it touchdowns? Is it points per game? Like, what's the thing that you'll find? Is it an amount of games? Like, when is it?
You'll know it when you see it. And I don't mean that as a cop-out, but no, you can't put a yardage marker on it of he has to throw for 300. It would be nice if he could get one 300-yard game. That'd be nice. But you can throw for 300 yards and lose. Mm-hmm. So it's the definition of porn. You know it when you see it. I had that conversation, not to take this back to my previous life, but I had a conversation with LeBron about that one time, about like when you are the greatest of all time, you know it when you see it. There's no way to define it, but when you see that play and you're like, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's why they brought him here. And there have not been not only not enough of those moments, there have been hardly any of those moments.
I'm not saying this specifically to you, so I want to make that clear, because it could come off as a, like a personal thing. I think it's getting tougher and tougher for people who are where you are, though, that it ain't happening. The sooner this thing gets over, the better. I think it's getting tougher and tougher to go ahead and see things that might hint towards that and say to yourself, like, okay, I think we're actually where we need to be. And maybe this is the recency of this season, meaning like the earliness of the season.
Yeah.
But you said earlier the moving the goalposts. I think that's going on all around me. Like, there's a part of me that feels like I'm Switzerland and I'm watching World War III going around me. Like, can't we just have some cheese and just enjoy each other? Like, there is a part of me, because I think the other side constantly accuses the other side. Now there's a lot of other sides of moving the goalpost, and I think both are true. I think everybody moves the goalpost, and I think the one thing that nobody has changed is the big picture. But I don't think there's anything he could have done in one game to answer every single critique.
Totally agree. Yeah, and there's nothing he's going to do next week that will make me come in here, turn on the microphone, and say, yep, he's back. It's a slow progression of throughout the season, and the fact that the back end of the schedule is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And if he comes out and balls out over the second half of the season and they beat some of these teams on the schedule and he looks like the Deshaun of old, we can have that conversation. I will be shocked if we get to that point.
Let's go with Josh real quick here, because he wants to say nice things to you, and I am occasionally nice. Josh, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hey, and Josh. Yeah, Jason, I don't know what it is. When I was younger, I couldn't stand Lima, and I'm sorry, I couldn't stand you. The older I get, and now that I'm in my 30s, it's like, damn it, these guys are right. Like, why are they right? Why do I end up nodding my head? I want to just be a homer, but like you just said, you know it when you see it, and we haven't seen it. And I want to applaud you just because, hey, we need more guys like you in Cleveland that are not afraid to put their foot down, even if they're going to get flack for it, because guys, this is not what we got rid of Baker for.
That's right.
This is not what we got rid of Baker for. If this was what we were expecting, facilitator Deshaun, why give up those picks? Screw the contract. Why give up all those picks? You could have just stuck with Baker Mayfield, build up the offensive line, build up the defense, do whatever you need, surround yourself with more weapons, and just hope and pray to God that Baker could just win one big game.
Josh?
No. Now we're just back to, hey, moving the goalposts over here. I'm having friends sending me TikToks. You see that rushing touchdown that Deshaun had? Awesome, dude.
That's what he's like his third best play.
What are we doing here? Like, that should not be the standard. We beat Jacksonville last year. You shouldn't be like, yay, we did it again. Like, that's not the bar we're trying to go up against. We're trying to go up against Kansas City. We're trying to go up against Buffalo, a team who was supposed to not be that great this year, looking great. Why? Because they have quarterbacks that you know at the end of the day. It doesn't matter if they threw for 145. I need to know on 3rd and 11, I can trust you to throw a hard out and get the ball there. I need to know that you're not going to freak out when you get 1 ounce of pressure in your face. I saw Kirk Cousins have two dudes last night in his face in the final drive, didn't freak out, and had them beat the Philadelphia Eagles. You're telling me Kirk Cousins is more able than Deshaun Watson at this point?
Josh.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes,
Josh,
that's what I'm
telling
you.
We have to boogie there, buddy.
Josh, I'm like Novocaine, buddy. Sooner or later, I'm going to wear you down.
I feel like maybe we should have brought out the couch for Josh. No, this is a positive moment because he's getting it all out there.
Getting it all out. That's right. And I think there's a lot of fans that feel that way that are like, this is not what we were sold. Like, we turned in our Honda Odyssey and we got the payment of a sports car. We were told we're getting a sports car, and we're driving a Honda Odyssey with a sports car payment.
And my response would be, you just drove the car off the lot. I know it doesn't feel that way because chronologically,
well,
it's been 2+ years.
I've been paying on it for 3 years now.
Well, okay, but it needed repairs.
Yes,
I guess.
That's my point.
but that's not the car's fault.
It's not
Don't
the fan's
take it
fault
out on
either.
The Odyssey.
It's not the fan's fault either.
No, it's not. I think what's interesting is, my mission is not to apologize for Deshaun or to recontextualize where we've been. As a matter of fact, I feel like I've spent most of my time just trying to properly keep that context going. But, like, you know, you mentioned the Baker thing earlier. The media greased the skids for Baker because of one bad season. Baker should own his part of
That's
it, and
not
I think
true.
He has.
That's
I,
not true.
I think it was a young coach who wasn't comfortable with a guy that could be a prickly personality. So, like, I'm here to say Baker played, spoke, whatever, his way out of Cleveland. If they had drafted him, they're not doing the same thing they did with Baker. So I think politics made it easier to get rid of Baker, and so we have to learn our lesson. I think we gave the team the out. Well, of course Baker's not playing well. He's being stubborn about playing through injury. I'm not trying to like turn this into an anti-media thing. That'd be a weird thing for a guy that works in the media. But I think my point is,
times we deserve it.
My point is, I don't think we ever owned, well, what are the Browns should own in this with Baker? Because it was all, well, he's the guy we see. He's doing the Home Alone outfit and the three different mustaches on any given day.
Right.
And by the way, he was a pain in the ass. I'm not trying to say Baker wasn't a pain in the ass. But I think we're doing the same thing now. It's easier to reject the individual player than go, what is the flaw in the process that led us to this moment? Because the fact that the Browns backed themselves into a desperate corner, even if the deal was something that everybody would do, they decided they were desperate and then acted desperately.
The flaw is when someone tells you no, listen to them.
100%. And by the way, you don't get to be Baltimore or Kansas City or Buffalo or Pittsburgh without acknowledging your place in your own failures. That's more where I'm at. It's less, I want to recontextualize Deshaun, and more, all right, let's also see where do the Browns carry some water in this whole conversation. And I think because when you don't do that, it becomes easy to make it a Deshaun problem. It's not. It's a Deshaun and the Browns problem.
I can't kill the Browns for making the trade because I understood it, and I could say defended it because I didn't think Baker was good enough. They had an opportunity to go get what looked like an elite playmaker at that position that never becomes guys, quarterbacks in their prime, that good never become available. So I understood why they did it. So I'm not going to turn around and kill them for making that trade now. But we can also point to it and say this whole thing has been an absolute disaster.
We can also point to a Twitter poll at 923TheFan where 86% of 622 votes say winning the division in baseball is worth a post-game champagne celebration in the locker room. Oh, it's so good to be the king.
So if the Browns win the division for the first time since the 80s, should they have a champagne celebration?
Crack it open. Let's do it. Hell yeah. More champagne. Hey, the Browns or the Cavs, they won they clinched the championship game in the in-season tournament, which is dumb as hell. Crack the champagne.
That is dumb.
Hey, Ohio State gets to the Big Ten game. Crack the champagne. Let's do this. More champagne.
Ridiculous.
Not less champagne. Jason, great stuff, buddy.
Thank you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.